a final bang. "Now," said the High Priest, "what was the stake?"
2 pebbles, said the Low Priest.
"Right," the High Priest peered at his cards. "Okay, I'll see your 2 pebbles. There was the faint sound of footsteps.
"Chap with a whip got as far as the big sharp spikes last week," said the Low Priest.
There was a sound like the flushing of a very old dry lavatory. The footsteps stopped. The High Priest smiled to himself.
"Right," he said, "see your 2 pebbles and raise your 2 pebbles.
The Low Priest threw down his cards.
"Double onion," he said.
The High Priest looked down suspiciously. The Low Priest consulted a scrap of paper.
"That's 300,964 pebbles you owe me," he said.
There was the sound of footsteps. The priests exchanged glances.
"Haven't had one for poison dart alley for quite some time," said the High Priest.
5 says he makes it," said the Low Priest.
"You're on."
There was a faint clatter of metal points on stone.
"It's a shame to take your pebbles."
There were footsteps again.
"All right, but there's still the a creek, a splash, the crocodile tank."
There were footsteps.
"No one's ever got past the dreadful guardian of the portals."
The priests looked into one another's horrified faces.
"Hey," said the one who was not high, "you don't think it could be
here?" "Oh, come on, we're in the middle of a god's damn jungle."
The High Priest tried to smile.
"There's no way it could be."
The footsteps got nearer. The priests clutched at one another in terror.
"Mrs. Cake!"
The doors exploded inwards. A dark wind drove into the room, blowing out the candles and scattering the cards like polka-dot snow. The priests heard the chink of a very large diamond being lifted out of its socket.
"Thank you."
After a while, when nothing else seemed to be happening, the priest who wasn't high managed to find a tinderbox and, after several false starts, got a candle alight. The 2 priests looked up through the dancing shadows at the statue, where a hole now gaped that should have contained a very large diamond. After a while, the High Priest sighed and said,
"Well, look at it like this. Apart from us, who's going to know?"
"Yeah, never thought of it like that. Hey, can I be High Priest tomorrow?"
"It's not your turn until Thursday."
"Oh, come on."
The High Priest shrugged and removed his High Priesting hat.
"It's very depressing, this kind of thing," he said, glancing up at the ravaged statue. "Some people just don't know how to behave in a house of religion."
Death sped across the world, landing once again in the farmyard. The sun was on the horizon when he knocked on the kitchen door. Miss Flitworth opened it, wiping her hands on her apron. She grimaced short-sightedly at the visitor, and then took a step back.
"Bill Dawe, you gave me quite a start."
"I have brought you some flowers."
She stared at the dry, dead stems.
"Also some chocolate assortment, the sort ladies like."
She stared at the black box.
"Also, here is a diamond to be friends with you."
It caught the last rays of the setting sun. Miss Flitworth finally found her voice.
"Bill Dawe, what are you thinking of?"
"I have come to take you away from all this."
"You have? Where to?"
Death hadn't thought this far.
"Where would you like?"
"I ain't proposing to go anywhere tonight except to the dance," said Miss Flitworth firmly. Death hadn't planned for this either.
"What is this dance?"
"Harvest dance, you know, it's tradition. When the harvest is in, it's a sort of a celebration, and like a Thanksgiving."
"Thanksgiving to who?"
"Dunno. No one in particular, I reckon. Just general thankfulness, I suppose."
"I had planned to show you marvels, fine cities. Anything you wanted."
"Anything?"
"Yes."
"Then we're going to the dance, Bill Dawe. I always go every year. They rely on me. You know how it is."
"Yes, Miss Flitworth."
He reached out and took her hand.
"What, you mean now?" she said. "I'm not ready."
"Look."
She looked down at what she was suddenly wearing.
"That's not my dress. It's got all glitter on it."
Death sighed. The great lovers of history had never encountered Miss Flitworth. Casanunda would have handed in his stepladder.
"They're diamonds," a king's ransom.